Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm just tuning in really briefly to talk about dealing with anger and just different stressors that may occur in your life. And, you know, many things happen that we oftentimes don't have control of. And I am also learning how to cope with different things that come up in my life that really just annoy me, stress me out, get me all upset, and just really just take me out of my element. So I just wanted to go over some things, or, you know, techniques that you guys might find, you know, that can help you in your everyday life when you encounter these things. So, I am kind of irritated right now about something. It's really nothing major. It's just kind of like a bit of an inconvenience. That's what it is. It's an inconvenience, and it's annoying me. And I just want to nip it in the bud right now because I don't want it to potentially grow into something, you know, that will make me say something that I regret later, you know. So, I think technique number one, for me, this one works really good, is if I just, like, distance myself. I'm not talking about being, like, immature and give a person the silent treatment, because I am guilty of that, but that's really no way of, like, dealing with your emotions, is to shut it out. But I think distancing oneself, going for a walk, you know, even self-talk. So, or, you know, if the person is calm and at ease, you know, maybe just express your frustrations to the person. And don't get all loud and, you know, irritable. Just try to talk to that person, you know, and just see what type of headspace they're in. If you see that they're just as frustrated as you, I think it will be best, you know, just take a breather, you know, cool down. Avoid moping around, just looking angry and just looking for reasons to start fights and arguments. The biggest thing that I would say is really important in in a relationship, but specifically, like, if you're, you know, if you're a partner, like a romantic partner, is really to just compromise, you know. And then ultimately, if the other party doesn't want to compromise, then that's when you have to weigh your options and start giving out ultimatums and just see, like, what is what. Like, is this person constantly inconveniencing me? And then if so, just, you know, always try to work it out first. But then if that doesn't work, and you both just see, like, we're inconveniencing each other, it's probably best to just take a step back. But, you know, hopefully it doesn't come to that. But, yeah. So, actually, you guys, this is a little bit off topic. But I was going to start, like, you know, an email or something, so you guys could, like, either email me or, like, text in, like, some topics you guys might want to talk about, and, you know, pertaining to positive reinforcement, you know, staying positive, staying focused, you know, trying to stay centered. But if you guys just have, like, random topics that you want to, you know, talk about, I'm gonna really, really soon, hopefully by the end of the day, I'm gonna have a number or an email that you guys can, like, text in and just, you know, ask questions or, you know, possibly if someone wanted to collaborate and have, like, a discussion, like, some sort of live discussion or something, we can also do that. But anyways, back to the topic. I just think it's really important, you know, that we express ourselves in a way to where we can be heard, but not aggressively. Like for me, I have a problem with being assertive. Like, I have a problem with standing my ground while I am in a calm state. The only time when I can really stand my ground is if I have just held my anger into the point where I'm going to explode and there's no going back. Like, that's the only way, you know? And I don't want it to get to that point to where I'm like holding anger in and stuff, you know? Because then once we get to that point where we feel like we're going to explode, it's just, I don't know about you guys, but it's just really hard to come back from it. So I want to talk about being assertive, you know, versus being aggressive. Because when you're assertive, it's like, people are not, like, afraid of you or, like, you know, fearful of you. They have a respect where they may feel like, okay, you know what? She stood her ground. She spoke to me in a calm, decent demeanor. She was, you know, fair. You know, I just want us all to work on not coming off as just ridiculous and just really being irate. That's when it's really disappointing, when you become irate, because then you say a lot of things that you know you definitely had no business saying. But, yeah, I just want to talk about being assertive. And, you know, even if you guys have, like, tips or techniques, like I said, I'm going to have the number email coming very soon. You guys have any tips, you know, on how one can control anger? Because it's like this. People really misunderstand sometimes when they're like, when you say, oh, you have an anger problem. And they're like, I'm not angry. Like, I don't get angry. But that's the thing. It's okay to get angry. You're supposed to get angry. Like, if you don't get angry, something is really wrong with you. Not saying you gotta be shouting and yelling all over the place, but if, you know what I'm saying, it's a natural emotion, and if you can't express that, it's just like, okay. But I feel like that's where anger management comes in. Like, we need to learn how to manage our anger and talk, you know. And the main important thing is to be respectful. Because if you come at somebody disrespectful, what you're saying is literally gonna burst in one ear and burst right out the other. They're not gonna hear anything that you're saying to them because you're doing it in such a ridiculous, like, immature way that they're not gonna fully grasp and, you know, really listen to what you're saying. So it's like, if you gotta yell and scream or something, it's just probably best that you just do one of the few things I mentioned earlier. Like, some of the techniques is like, walk away, number one. Number two, like, calm yourself. And if you're not calm, just continue on that walk. But anyways, you guys, thanks for just listening to me, you know, whoever's out there listening to me. So, I will touch bases with you guys, hopefully in the next couple of days. Then I'll have, like, the new little number situation or email. And then we can interact and, you know, possibly have discussions about things. So, anyways, I hope you guys have a great day and try to stay positive. You know, don't let people get you down. Just basically just really focus on you. Even if you have to like stop for a minute and just like sit back and just breathe, like, you know what? I want to beat this person up really bad, but the consequences are like really horrible. So I'm just going to breathe. So that's it. And bye.